Kalen Clay joining us in the studio right now. Welcome, Kalen. Welcome back to Buffalo.
Glad to be here. Glad to be back. I'm excited, and I'm ready to get to work. So
it's a little different outside than it was last September 2nd when you were brought here in a trade, right, weather-wise?
Yes, sir. It is. It's a little colder here, it's but, cold. You know, you learn to love it.
Yeah.
Don't complain about the weather, I'm telling you. People will come at you for it.
The voice of experience on that. Kalen, you came here a year ago. And it was cutdown day, I think, right, when the Bills made a trade. They sent Kevon Seymour to Carolina and traded for you on cutdown day.
Yeah, and it's a crazy story. It's me and Kevon, we're, you know, we kind of know each other from our backgrounds.
Southern California.
Yeah. So we did end up swapping, and, you know, I was here and ended up, you know, leaving. But now I'm back, and, you know, I'm excited. I'm ready to get to work. I'm ecstatic, you know. I think – great team. So now it's just time to get to work, you know, start rebuilding.
Did you talk to Kevon that day when you got traded?
I didn't.
No?
I actually
like,
didn't.
Hey, man, he just flipped it. So what you ask him, what's good up going on up there in Buffalo? He like, what's going on down there in Charlotte?
Nah, we didn't talk. I didn't actually talk to Kevon until I had actually went back to Charlotte.
Did you go back to Carolina? Yeah. Kevon, I'll tell you this, Donald knows this, one of my favorite players of the last few years here. Just a
good
wonderful
dude.
Guy.
Yeah,
really
he's a great person, man. Yeah. Great family guy.
You know,
I have nothing bad to say about the guy, man. He's a great kid.
Tell me about that day, cutdown day last year. I think it was September 2nd. Were you sweating out the cutdown in Carolina when the trade happened, or what was your mental state going into that?
No, because I felt like I had did enough to you know, at least get a roster spot.
Yeah.
But you know, and I did. I did enough to get a roster spot, but then, you know, 2 hours later, I got a phone call and said I had been traded. So, you know, it just comes with the business, man. You can't be too worried about it. You just have to go out there and, you know, prepare yourself to the best of your abilities and let the rest take care of itself.
What's it like what's that feeling like when you get traded? I mean, most of us know what it's like to get cut.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get traded to another team, is there a different feeling?
You know, for me, I was kind of lost around it, and I was like trying to figure out, did I do something wrong? Mm-hmm. Am I not wanted? But then I had to think about it. Well, I am wanted because somebody traded for me. And, mm-hmm. You know, that's just how I took it. You know, I took it and ran with it, you know, just let the business be the business and you take care of what you can take care of as being a player.
You were wanted by people who knew you a little bit, right? Coach McDermott, Brandon Bean, mm-hmm. some of the others. You had been with them in Carolina previously.
Yeah, I had been with Joe, KB, and then Bean had signed me before coming here. And so some of the guys I had already knew, like Leonard. You know, so I knew what the locker room was about. I knew what the coaches were about, and you know, I wanted to be a part of that.
And how important is that for you as a free agent when you get traded to go somewhere where you really know guys? I remember leaving here going to New England. I didn't know anybody, and it was a total different feeling in that building and everything.
Yeah, because you got to, you know, you start from the ground up, so, you know, you got to kind of build those relationships. And, you know, it's not a bad thing, but, you know, when you go into an organization where you know someone, it makes it a little bit more easier for you to maneuver.
Kalen Clay, our guest, Bills receiver, just signed to the roster today. My recollection is that, you know, the Bills opened the opener against the Jets. Did you play in that game?
No, I was inactive that game.
The next week, though, at Carolina, you did play and had some return mm-hmm. work, right?
Yeah, I did. Didn't go how I wanted it to go, but you know what? You take those strides, man. You learn from them, and then that's how you grow and become a great player. So that's all I'm trying to do is just, you know, become a great player and, you know, help this team win games.
Did you get many offensive snaps? Most of the work you did here in Buffalo was return work.
I didn't get many of them. It was mainly special teams. But, you know, like I said, you work your way up, you know, and that's what I'm trying to do, just work my way up and gain the trust of the coaches and my players.
Now, as we talk about, you got traded. You came in late in the game trying to learn the offense, play at the same time, be a very good player. Obviously, you were on special teams. Mm-hmm. But now you get a full offseason with the new offensive coordinator. Everybody's kind of on a blank slate, so that has to be good for you.
Which is key, and that was really one of the reasons why I wanted to come here. You know, it's a fresh start, you know, great program. But there was an opportunity for me to come in and, you know, from day one, you know, learn the playbook from front to back and establish myself in this offense and a great offense with Coach Dables, you know, and what he's about and the talent that we have in that room. So I wanted to be a part of that and, you know, help us win games.
Kalen, about midseason last year, the Bills let you go. They had some issues at corner, let you go. And then you got picked up going back to Carolina. What was that like? Did you feel like, oh, yeah, this is
maybe they did want me. I don't know. What is going on here?
You know, it was crazy. You know, I was at the time I was going through, I had just had a daughter. And I just got released. And, you know, I just at the time I wanted a team to just bring me back in and so I can just, you know, show them that I know that I can play in the NFL and do the things that I'm capable of doing. And so, you know, it was kind of a whirlwind for me. But like I said, you just got to let the business be the business and you got to just take care of your business on the field.
A lot of return work for the Panthers again when you got there, including the touchdown, punt return touchdown against the Jets. Tell us about that play.
Oh, man, it was, you know, it was crazy. It's kind of crazy because I didn't even know I was going to hit the spin move, and you know, I ended up hitting it, and it was probably the slowest spin move.
It kind of was slow.
It probably was the slowest spin move that I probably have ever seen or been a part of.
Maybe that's why it worked.
Did somebody say that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember scoring some touchdowns, and I called my agent. He was like, yo, I'm going to just tell you, you look slow on the field.
It was the slowest spin move, but once I got around the out of the spin and I seen it was just me and the punter, I was like, if I let this punter catch me, then I don't deserve to be on this field. And so I knew he wasn't going to catch me. So I just had, you know, my main thing was just to get into the end zone after that. You know, I made the first person miss, I made the second person miss. And, you know, I come upon a punter, and if the punter makes the tackle, then I shouldn't be back there.
You know, as you talk about doing return work, you're a guy, punt return, kick return, you can do all that stuff. And there are a lot of guys that make a living doing that. And so, you know, yesterday the competition committee came down with all of these rules. And then Mark Murphy, an executive for the Packers, actually said they're getting closer to eliminating kickoffs from the game. So when you hear something like that, what goes through your mind?
Me personally, I don't like it because I feel like you're taking away from the game of football what the game is originated from. You know, this is what, you know, guys are built. This is what a lot of guys, like you said, this is how they feed their families, you know. So if you take that away, then what's the next step? Like, how do these guys feed their families? And now they have to work, you know, 10 times harder than what they were before. And so, you know, I hope it doesn't happen. I understand the thought process behind it, the injuries, but, you know, it's a part of our game. And I don't want to sound like crazy or anything, but, you know what you signed up for once you signed on those dotted lines since you were a young kid. And I just think you just got to, you know, there's a safe way to play the game. And, you know, if you play the game safely, then, you know, we can prevent those injuries.
Kellen, I want to ask you, we didn't get a chance when you were here with the Bills in 2017 to get you on the show. Your high school, Long Beach Polytechnic Institute outside Los Angeles, really some great football products coming out of there. Willie McGinnis, right, Pro Football Hall of Famer. DeSean Jackson, Juju Smith-Schuster.
The list goes on.
Yeah, that's amazing.
the list goes on. I think there's somewhat of around 60 players that have been in it, that have went to the NFL from Long Beach Poly High School. And so it's a prestigious high school, prestigious sports high school, not just football, but sports in general. Billie Jean King.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn, Chase Utley. Mm-hmm. You know, the list goes on, you know, so is a. That is definitely a place where, you know, I began and, you know, my journey started.
Yeah, Jersey. but listen, I was watching Netflix and I had talked about this on the show before, the Coach Snoop show. Yeah. I don't know if you watch it, but he has that SYN and whatever it is, the Snoop Football League.
Yeah. SYFL.
Yeah, yeah. How big is that now grown into in LA?
I wasn't a part of his football league, but, you know, knowing people who played in his football league and who have been successful outside after playing in his league, he's definitely one of the people who's actually trying to give back to the community. He's doing the right things. He's giving the right guidance to these kids, to the young kids, and letting them know that, you know, if you work hard enough, you can get to where you want to get to. You can do the things that you want to do. And so if he continues to do that, and which he is, you know, his legacy will live on forever.
Hey, Kalen, our show is a radio show and a TV show, and the viewers on TV get a chance to see what I consider the best hoodie I've ever seen in my life. How would you describe that? That is spectacular.
Man, I just walked into Macy's and I was just going to go get a regular white T-shirt.
That's not a regular white
T-shirt. You got a hoodie.
And I ended up coming out with a hoodie. So
that's a great hoodie.
You know. Did you get this when you were like, all right, I'm going back to Buffalo? Because you said you were getting a T-shirt, and then you ended up with a hoodie. So I'm going back to Buffalo. Let me get a hoodie instead of a T-shirt.
I was legit going to go just get a white T-shirt. Yeah. I needed a white T-shirt. I was on my.
I mean, that did catch your eye, though.
And I didn't even end up getting a white T-shirt.
You didn't even get that.
I ended up spending $85 on this sweater.
That thing will catch your eye, though. You walk by, what is that?
I need that.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah, so it was, I mean, like I said, I like walked into Macy's, and that was the first thing I seen. I legit went in there to get a white T-shirt and walked out with $85 sweat.
That's an upgrade. Kalen, thanks for this. Thanks for coming by.
Oh, man, no
Welcome
problem.
Back to Buffalo. We'll,
Thank
I know
you.
We'll talk
Appreciate
again.
You guys.
Kalen Clay. Yeah.